This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
More money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
She said it was the first time that both the issue of compensation cess and a comprehensive proposal of GST have been taken up by the centre. The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. The minister informed government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs CBIC chairperson Sanjay Kumar Agrawal has termed the next generation GST reforms as bold and comprehensive. In an interview with Akashvani News, he said that the interest of the common man was the foremost priority of the government. He added that the GST rate of the essential commodities have been kept at a merit rate of 5%. Tune into 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 p.m. today to listen to this exclusive interview. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that he will submit a detailed report of the losses due to flood in Punjab to the Prime Minister. In a social media post, he said the crisis is immense, but the central government will leave no stone unturned to take Punjab out of it. Mr. Chauhan, who was on a day-long visit to the flood-ravaged Punjab yesterday, stressed on short, medium and long-term plans for the reconstruction of the flood-affected areas. He assured full support from the centre to the state. Mr. Chauhan visited many villages of Amritsar, Gurdaspur, Kapurthala to take stock of the flood situation. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria has flagged off 9 trucks of relief materials for flood-affected districts. Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam will undertake a state visit to India from 9th to 16th of this month. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said this will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Mr. Ram Gulam to India in his current term. Responding to a media query on U.S. President Donald Trump's latest post on Truth Social, Mr. Jaiswal said MEA has no comments to offer on it. On a query on Quad Summit, he said Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interest in a number of areas and the leaders' summit is scheduled through diplomatic consultations among 4 partners. On a media question on protest in Australia against Indians, Mr. Jaiswal said that anti-immigrant protest happened in many cities across Australia on 31st August and the Indian High Commissioner and Consulate Generals are in regular touch with the Australian government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the unique and the time-tested partnership between India and Bhutan continues to move from strength to strength. He thanked Prime Minister of Bhutan for his leadership and guidance. Eid Milad ul-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, was celebrated with religious fervour and due reverence in various parts of the country today. And that's the end of the news bulletin.